Beloved ones, beloved and holy and only child of our Heavenly Father, child of the one source, child of light, divine. That is who you are. Take it deeply within the consciousness and contemplate what that means. I am the one known as Jeshua ben Joseph. Jesus, you have called me. And it is in great joy that I come to abide with you this evening in your timing, as you have chosen once again to call me forth. Great joy, always, for that is truly your birthright. That is who and what you are, is joy. Not to suffer the slings and arrows of the world, but to allow them to fly past you and to be in joy, to know that truly you are the creative one. As my mother has said to you, you are the mother of all of your creations, and you are allowing everything that you create now to be seen in holiness. Not to be judged by separated ego. That is very easy to do, and you have done it for many lifetimes. But to know truly the blessing of each creative thought that you have, each creative manifestation that you bring forth, each creative experience that you walk through, to know the blessing of each one. For you are the one who is calling it forth and creating it. You are that, as we spoke the other evening. Everything that you attend to, that you see, that you experience, that you are aware of, everything is what you are calling forth and you are creating. And you may, as it is said in your holy writings, call it good. Because truly it is good. Everything that you bring forth, even if separated ego says, oh, how could you do that again? You know that feeling. Yes, right. Even if separated ego says to you, well, you could have done that a little bit better. You could have said such and such. You could have made choice to do something else. Separated ego knows its script and plays its part well. You have created it a long, long time ago in order to be your companion and to point out to you that which you want to look at one more time. That is its function, to bring to your attention whatever you want to look at one more time and to evaluate it. Not to judge you, not to trip you up. That is not the purpose of separated ego. It is a loving companion, in truth, and you can say to it, oh, thank you for bringing that to my attention. Yeah, exactly. But I'm no longer there. I'm not at that place any longer. And I see it differently now. And it is okay. And you don't have to spend a whole long time now trying to neutralize it or trying to make it better or going back in your memory and saying, oh, why did I do such and such? You walk on and you live in the now. That is all there is, truly, is the now. So you might as well make the best of it. And I mean that, literally, make the best of it. Now, you are doing that in this grouping, this week, as you have been having so many wonderful options as to what food to eat, what shore excursion to go on, who to spend time with talking, what to do with your time, because you don't have to do the housework and the usual employment. You are free to make other choices for a while. And at first, separated ego says, this feels different. I like my usual routine because I know what I'm doing. I think I do. But in truth, now you are making new for yourself. And you are living in the now. You are allowing yourself to feel the joy of the now and to forget whatever has been. And to move forward. That is why you made a choice to come on this journey. That is truly why you chose to come in this journey of this lifetime, in order to see things anew and to experience the love that we spoke of the other evening, the love of self, to know that truly you are all that you have ever been, all that you will ever be. You are right now. Wow. Gosh. Oh. Okay. Move off that spot. You are everything. Everything that you experience, everything that you think of, everything in the now. And there's no judgment about it. And you don't have to try very hard to make it better or to make yourself better. Yes. Come. Just know that truly you are creating everything as the Divine One for your awareness, for your growth, if you want to call it that, for your coming up over that which has been in the past, seen to be not quite 100%. Always in the now, you are 100% okay. You are truly the Christ experiencing and expressing. And you are very good at doing this. Tell yourself that over and over. I am very good at creating. Yes, yes, you are. And everything blesses me, because it does. It moves you into a new space. Every new experience that you have brings you into a new space to be able to look at things a little bit differently and to walk in the now, not with the judgment of yesterday. Yesterday is gone. You are not in the energy of yesterday. Unless you want to call it forth and remember it, then usually, why do that? Allow yourself to live in the now and be happy with yourself and with your friends. Because that truly is you, the love of the now, the okayness of the now. Yes, to live, come truly alive. That is why you have such a wonderful time on this cruise, because you have so many new experiences, and they are all in the now, and they are all choices to live in the now, and they are, if you will accept it, a break from the old, so that you are born anew every moment, because there are new options. And some of you, I have been watching, you have made such a change that it is quite visible to your friends. You are not the person that you were when you first came upon this ship. You are not the person that you were on the first evening when we struggled to have time together. You are not the same person that you were even yesterday or even an hour ago. Many of you have shifted into the now, and you have said, because this is a different environment, I am free to try on a new persona. Do it. Let the old one go. If you want to pick it up again at the end of this cruise, this time together, you can pick it up as you do with your luggage, your baggage. It is part of the baggage. But if you don't want to pick it up, it can be dead and buried and gone and forgotten. And you can be the new person in Christ that you are. In other words, being aware of the Christ and the happiness and the joy of the Christ and the ease of going forward. That is one of the reasons that you set for yourself this time apart, so that you could play with being a little bit different. Being able to make mistakes and leave them on the ship. Now truly, you are never making mistakes. But if you ever felt that you had made mistakes, you can leave them on the ship. They don't have to go home with you. And that old persona that you were when you got on the ship, it truly doesn't exist any longer. And it will be fun for you to see, because out of habit, you may think you have to pick it up when you get off the ship and return to the dwelling place. But you're going to have a hard time doing that, because you have changed. And it's not going to fit you, and you're not going to fit it. So we may see some fun when you get off the ship and you think that you have to struggle back into the old persona. And it's not going to fit, because you have changed for the better. Now, as we have been sharing about the vortexes in this area, how many of you noticed a new feeling the day after? Yes. Could you see more light around, on the water, dancing on the water, around the mountains, around even the friends? When you awoke the next morning, truly there had been a change. Sometimes it is a sudden change that is most obvious. Other times it is a change that gradually seeps into your consciousness. And I know there are ones of you who have the old personality feeling that everyone else can see things, but I don't see things. So you have set for yourself a little different timetable, but you will feel it. And when you return to your dwelling place, you will feel the changes. Now there is another area that we are going through, or will be going through tomorrow, out in the ocean, the open ocean, where truly there has been very deep under the water, very deep down, there has been a vortex of the divine feminine energy that has been sealed and kept safely for a long, long time. And you are going to be sending your love and your light and your energy out to the deepest part of the water. And the animals, the marine animals that swim in the water, are asking for your help and will be joining in what you are starting this evening. They have been the caretakers of this energy for a long, long time. And it is one of the reasons that you have felt individually, as you call yourself individual, have been in love with some of the marine mammals. You have felt a kinship. They know you. They know the energy of divine feminine. They know the oneness of all life. And they have held that knowing for a long, long time and passed it down, as you would understand, the birthing of the new ones. And they have passed it down to their little ones, who are not quite so little, but they have passed it on, this knowledge. And they have been the caretakers of the energy. So this evening we are going to do some intense intention of sending energy, of sending light and freeing energy to this area. You do not have to know the area. You are going to send it out, and the caretakers, the marine mammals who have known about it for a long, long time, will take that and amplify it and open the vortex with your help. So you do not have to sit here and say, well, I wonder where it's going to be. Is it going to be so many miles offshore? Is it going to be so many miles deep in the ocean? Where is it going to be? If I had a map, could I put an X on that spot? You don't have to. You are joined by other ones who already know and have been waiting for your energy to join them. So allow yourself now just to take that deep breath and to go within, to go within to that sacred place of silence, that sacred place that knows oneness with all energy, of all light, of all love. You can go there very easily, very quickly. One, two, three, and you are there, at that place of peace, that place of sacred silence, that place of love. And in that space of peace, you will send forth beams of light, rays of light, out into the atmosphere to do the work that the caretakers know how to do. Visualize yourself with them, swimming effortlessly in the water, knowing that that is your home, knowing that truly you are at ease with them, being one with the energy of the water. Feel yourself to flow with an ease that the land body does not know, but the ease of being, just being, being the light. Radiate the light. Turn up the amplification of that light. See it expanding. See it filling the whole ocean. See it being sparkling on the top of the water and deep within the water. Allow bubbles of light to fill all of the spaces in the water. For truly there are many, many spaces in the water. Feel yourself to meld with the water. Feel your light energy to infuse the water with light. Know that truly you dance upon the water. And then as you turn and dive into the water, you are joined by your brothers and sisters of the water, the ones who know and feel at ease in the water. They will take your energy. They will amplify it with their energy. They know and have asked for your energy, to allow the divine feminine, the nurturing, healing, balancing energy to be set free, to rise to the surface of the water and then to expand into the air above the water and to spread upon the firmament, to spread across all of our Holy Mother, the Earth, to do its work of healing. Feel yourself to be one with the light. Feel yourself to be expansive light. Know that truly, as you have intention to be the light, to feel the light, to abide in the light, it is so. Abide in that space for a moment. Feel yourself healed. Feel yourself nurtured. Feel yourself balanced. Know that truly you are the divine one. Allow that divine feminine to infuse itself within you, so that as you walk the remaining days upon our Holy Mother, the Earth, you will walk as a balanced, healed, individuated as you understand individuated ray of light that yet knows no boundaries. Allow yourself to breathe light and to exhale light. Breathing in the light, exhaling the light. Breathing in the light, exhaling the light. Breathing in the light, exhaling the light. One great circle of light. In and out, in and out. Expanding, knowing oneness, feeling truly balanced and healed, feeling whole in the light and love that you are. And so it is. And when it feels comfortable, allow yourself to come back to this point of focus. When it feels comfortable, take a deep breath and be here now. When it feels comfortable, know that you have moved from a space of greater density into a space of lighter density. Truly, you are the light. Truly, you are healed. All that which was heavy has passed away. All that which you did not need any longer has been left behind. And now you go forward as the light that you are, in peace and in love and in radiant joy, knowing that truly you are that which you have been seeking, and you are that peace, you are that light, you are one and at home. So be it.